most I ever did was 23. Well, 14. I try to do 14. And if Keon Wilson would have did 15, I did it 23.
So you could
top
him no matter what?
Yeah, I could top him no matter what.
You've done
23? Yeah, 23. Without
stopping.
Without stopping.
Where'd you end up at the end of that?
On the ground. Tired. Running in circles. The reason why I came out early, I asked my coach, Coach Levitt, and Coach Patrick. At first, I didn't know what to do because everything came so fast. So I asked them what to do, and then Coach Levitt and Coach Patrick said that it's not what they want, what they think, you know. And Coach Levitt said it would be selfish for him to tell me to stay as my coach. So I asked him, and he was like, "You got to think about it real hard." So I wound up going home, praying about it, thinking real hard about it, and praying to God, you know, saying, "What should I do?" And I wound up going back the next day asking Coach Levitt, "What should I do?" He said, "It's up to you." So we wound up sending, signing a petition for NFL committee, and we sent it in, and it was the first and second round grade. So Coach Levitt was like, "I told you if it was the first and second round grade, I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to be shuffled to tell you to stay." And Coach Patrick said the same thing too. So I wound up coming out because I went to South Florida, had a great year. And then on top of that, my family was having financial problems and stuff.
How did you, what happened? You went to JUCO first.
I went to College of the Canes first. And then I went to Fort Scott, Kansas. And then from Fort Scott, Kansas, I went to University of South Florida.
What school was
I coming out of high school? I don't know if y'all know, it's like a placement test called the FCAT. You got to get a 300 or better. So I got over 300 on the math, but on the reading, I couldn't comprehend the vocabulary. And I just wound up going to junior college because my coach Art Taylor, he sent me to College of the Canes. He had a friend there, he sent me there. And I wound up at Fort Scott, then University of South Florida.
How many schools were on the county
after the JUCO? After the JUCO, it was basically every school, basically. The reason why I chose South Florida is because even though I didn't make it out of high school, Coach Levitt came to my All-Star game and said he was going to be with me 100% of the way. And he did. He really stuck by my side. Even when I left College of the Canes, he stuck by my side. He didn't know where I was at, and he wound up finding me. And that's the main reason I chose South Florida, because he stuck by my side.
Have any teams you've met with expressed a concern that maybe 1 year isn't enough for the sample size?
Actually, no. No team out. No, they never asked me a question like 1 year. I did 1 year. You know, they asked me other questions, but they never asked me that. Like where I grew up at, and basically, how do I like rushing the quarterback, stuff like that, basically.
Are you the best pass rusher in this draft?
Actually, I think so, yeah. You know, I'm going to get to the quarterback no matter what. I'm going to get there.
What do you think you have to work on to be a better pass rusher?
For me, I think, I want to get even faster than the average person, you know. I watch football, I see all these great DNs on TV, but I want to be greater. You know, my first year in the NFL, I want to break records. You know, that's my goal. I want to break records.
What team do you
spoke to? Man, I spoke to like basically every team. I've been doing interviews from day in, day out, you know. It's been a long weekend to be exact. It's been a long weekend.
You arrived late.
Huh?
You arrived late to South Florida this fall?
Yes, I arrived two days before 2 days was over. So I wound up not playing the first three games, but my coach Patrick and Coach Levitt wound up just throwing me in there, you know, just to see what I could do. But by the fourth game I started, Florida State game. And I started, and that was like my breakout game this year.
Why were you late getting to camp?
The reason why I was late getting to camp, I was getting my AA degree, but I was paying from home. I got an AA degree. My sister and my daddy paid some amount of money for me to go to Adams State College, but I didn't go there. They sent me some classwork for home to take. So I wound up taking that. And I wound up passing my courses, and that's what took me so long to get to South Florida. But when I got there, it was like 2 days after 2 days was over. So I never went through the workouts or nothing.
Did you surprise yourself even in that Florida State game?
Actually, that Florida State game, I knew I was going to do that. You know, I didn't know I was going to do it like that, but I knew that I was going to have a great game because I wound up calling my best friend, and he's not at Florida State, but he's in Tallahassee, and I told him that we play Florida State, so he was like, "Well, y'all gonna get beat," so I was like, "All right." So I wound up going out there, and I told him that we was going to win, and that's what happened. He said they often put up 30 points, but they wound up putting up 7. We wound up had a 17. So it was a great game, actually.
What's his name?
Ezekiel Mews. You know, he'll probably see this. But, you know, I told him that. But I was right the whole time.
You talking to Titans, and you thought, I don't have a recollection of how that conversation went today.
The Titans? Tell you the truth, I talked to a lot of teams, you know. I probably did talk to the Titans, but I can't remember. It's just a whole bunch of teams. I got a whole bunch of jerseys and stuff in my room, you know. It's just a whole bunch.
They asked you at all about being a 3-4, how that was?
Basically, I spoke to a couple of teams asked me about a 3-4, you know, being an outside linebacker.
Yep.
I feel like, you know, I don't feel like, you know, that'd be a hard thing for me to adjust to, because it was a couple of games I did stand up in and rush the passer and drop. So I don't feel like me moving to linebacker or playing DN a change. I'm still going to rush the passer and drop in coverage the same way.
Are you doing anything additional to work on dropping into coverage?
No, right now I ain't do no kind of work to help me right now as of, you know, being a 3-4. But I will adjust to it real quick, though.
People say you're raw. That's not the description of you. What do you say to that?
People say I'm raw, but I just say, no, I'm God-gifted. I just got a talent, you know. Even when I played basketball, I played it when I was young, but nobody ever taught me the game. I just played it. And when I switched over to football, it was like I just converted basketball into football, you know, and I just played it. Like I just can't play scared, basically, you know.
Do you keep in touch with Tyrone McKenzie?
Tyrone McKenzie, no. I wasn't there when he got drafted. I mean, left out senior. I just came. You know, so I wasn't there.
How do you feel you are as a run stopper?
Run stopper, people say, no, that's my weakness. But me, myself, I don't feel like that's my weakness. You know, the reason why they say that is because sometimes if you look at a film, you know, any film, not every film, but like if you choose a film and you look at me sometimes against the run, it's probably I'm stopping my own feet, you know. But I get separation, I just stop my feet, and the tackle, the tight end, if they both on me, they wind up twisting my body. So basically, that's just basically it. All I do is keep my feet, you know, keep my feet running like I do the passes.
Did you start seeing a lot of double teams?
Yeah, I did. You know, actually, I started seeing a lot of double team when I went on the sideline. Coach Patrick said, and a couple of my guys said they double team you. But really, when I'm playing the game, I don't really see the double team. You know, if a running back comes outside and try to help, I try to run over the running back. You know, I don't really see the double team. I'm just trying to get to the quarterback.
How did you and George Selby compliment each other?
Oh, me and George Selby, we got a great relationship, you know. I just saw him in there lifting weights, you know. He did a good job. Basically, when I got there, I didn't know none of the players. But George, he taught me a lot. You know, I asked him questions about the defense, and he'll tell me. And I asked him, like, what do he do to let him get around the quarterback? And he tell me, and I tell him things, and we just had a great relationship together.
Mm-hmm. Were there games where you were playing when you were putting up numbers and some guys on the other team said, well, you're not supposed to, who are you?
Actually, I don't think so, you know. The whole season, it's just like, I was playing. Like, when I play football, I just play football. You know, I don't think about anything else that's going on or nothing. I just go out and just play football at my full potential. And that was it. But I don't really think it was like, no guy saying that. If they did, I probably didn't catch on, you know. At all. Nowhere.
Are you surprised by that? Where you are in this draft?
Actually, when I first started the process, you know, Florida State game, like I said, was my breakout game. You know, I just thought I was going to be there. Like, I thought I was a regular person, you know, just playing football. I never had TV time, you know, because I came from junior college. So when I was wound up getting TV time, like, I was like, I'm on TV. It was just an average, like, I'm on TV. That's, and everybody see, like, I'm on TV. So it was just an average, like, I'm not no sweat in it. But, no, I wound up, like you said, like he said, I wound up being the top, well, in the top 10 right now. And I just go out every day, just, I stay humble, you know. It's nothing like, you know what I mean? I've seen it, but I don't sweat it at all. Right. I'm just going out and play football. I measured at, I thought I was 265, but I wound up being 6'4 and a half and 270.
Is that you playing weight 265
then? Nah, I guess it was 270.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't added any after the offseason?
No, my playing weight was 265. Yeah, so I guess I added 5 more pounds.
When you run the 40, what are you thinking about?
I don't know. I'm not going to even say, you know. But I had.
Time?
Yeah, I've been time. I had great times, you know. Huh?
Top 10
time? Yeah, of course. I've been time, you know. What? That time was, I didn't like it because I felt like I could be faster. I was faster than that, you know. I'm learning how to, you know, come out and stuff, but I'm faster, you know. So I've been time, laser time, and I got a good time, but I'm striving for less.
So when you were coming out of school in high school, you played your senior year,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't score the FCAT score.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I did get recruited, actually. I got recruited by Coach O'Leary from Central Florida, and I wound up going on a visit to Central Florida, but I verbal committed. I didn't sign any papers. I verbal committed, and I wound up then getting the FCAT score to go there, so I never heard from him again.
Were you the same sign you are now?
In high school?
Yeah.
Nah. I was probably like at least 270-something in high school.
I'm not
270, but 170.
170?
Yeah, 170 in high school.
You put on 100 pounds since high
school? And I was about 6'3 in high school. So I put on about 100 pounds in high school.
Wow. You know? So that's probably why you weren't a big recruit then.
Yeah, I wasn't a big recruit because I was just learning the game too. And I just, you know, by being, you know, coached by different coaches helped me out a lot. Because I see every perspective, all the coaches, how they teach and stuff. And wound up going to South Florida, Coach Patrick, he did a lot. Like, he really taught me the game. You know, he taught me how to actually, you know, play, like, organized football.
You seem to embrace the out-of-nowhere guy.
Huh? Yeah. You know, it's like, I'm out of nowhere, like they say, you know. I'm just, I'm a normal person, just like everybody else, you know. I just know how to play football. My game, I phrase my game, I'm a great pass rusher. It was up to me, I wouldn't come out the football game. You know, I'm gonna go 110% no matter what and try to make big hits on the quarterback.